Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Pastor Knox, I need some advice about a friend.
Olivia's doubting her faith.
You know?
Yes. I suspected. And I felt God telling me, too.
Zoe?
Olivia.
You told him, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
You promised.
Olivia, I already suspected. Zoe's your friend.
A good friend doesn't betray you. Goodbye.
Hi, it's Zoe. Connie's been encouraging me to write to you. And I guess this is as good a time as any since I can't sleep. Well, I messed up this week. And I want to make it right, but I don't know how. It happened at the church winter retreat at Camp Whatanut.
Listen up, everyone. As soon as we park, I want everyone to head over to the registration office. We need you to sign in immediately. The cabins should not be your first stop. Oh, and there's been a last-minute change of plans concerning the wilderness survival training. Wildcat Joe Carp was going to lead the workshops, but he's having some difficulties with a badger in his storage shelter and won't be joining us until tomorrow. I'll lead the training until then. Okay, that's all.
Connie?
Look, I know what you want to talk about, and I can assure you that I am completely qualified to lead these workshops.
Actually, that's not it.
So what if my last camping trip ended with a visit to the ER? A lot of people burn themselves with marshmallows. The nurse told me it happens all the time.
Right, of course.
Besides, Wildcat Joe sent me his curriculum, so it's not like I'm making this stuff up.
Actually, I wasn't worried about the workshops. I was just wondering. See, this week is important to me. Really important. And I wanted to know how I can make the most of it. You know, spiritually.
Well, you can't force an event to be life-changing, Zoe.
Sure, but...
The best you can do is pay attention during classes, take notes, spend time with God, and pray a lot. That's what I do to stay engaged.
Okay, so what if I didn't want to do any of those things?
What?
You know, say I came to camp, but I didn't really want to pay attention or seek God or anything. How would someone else, like you or someone else, make sure that this week was life-changing? You know, for me or someone else. Does that make sense?
Zoe, is there something I should know?
Well, Olivia's here.
What?
Next to the registration building. I have to go. See you, Connie. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, but... Why do I feel like I missed something?
I guess I should explain about Olivia. See, things have been sort of tense between us. I've been worried about her. I prayed and prayed, and I really felt like camp was going to be the turning point for us. Olivia always loved camp. It was the place where we connected with God and where we connected with each other before. Why shouldn't it be now?
Olivia, hey, wait up.
Oh, hi, Zoe.
I don't think I've ever seen camp this crowded before. Have you checked in?
Not yet. Just waiting in line.
Oh, good. I'll join you. It's a good thing you didn't take the bus.
It was packed.
I was squished between Buddy Norman and Maisie Andrews. And you know how she likes to chew gum with her mouth open? She went through 3 packs of Extra Juicy. She sounded like a cross between a beaver and a washing machine.
Ew.
Oh, you heard about the snowshoeing trek, right? We hike out a mile, then build our own wilderness survival camps. They're putting people in groups of 4, but if we sign up early, we can choose our own group. I was thinking, Buddy's really smart about wilderness stuff, and...
Oh, actually, I think I'd rather let them choose the groups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it would be better.
Sure, that's fine. I understand.
You know, I think I'm gonna walk down to the cabins. This line is taking too long.
Oh, but Connie said we need to sign up first.
Oh, I know. I'll come back later.
Sure, okay. I'll save you a place in line.
All right. See ya.
That could have gone better. Obviously, pretending that nothing was wrong wasn't working, but I had a backup strategy. I came up with a plan, how to help Olivia get back on the right path. By the end of this week, I was sure she was going to be her old self again. But I couldn't make any of that happen if she wouldn't talk to me. Come on, it's gotta be on here somewhere.
Zoe?
Hi, Connie. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. We're just having a little trouble getting our main speaker here.
Wildcat Joe? I thought he was supposed to get here this morning.
Yeah, well, he was. Apparently the badger in his storage shelter was pregnant and had her kits in his bean bin. So now he's transporting them to a nature reserve near Milwaukee. He's gonna try and be here tomorrow, but I wanted to talk to you about something else.
You mean about my name not being on the list for the snowshoe trek?
Yeah, see, Wildcat Joe's curriculum is really geared toward teams with 4 people. But when we divided the group up, we had 2 left over. And since you and Olivia are some of our most experienced campers...
Oh, you want us to be on our own team.
Or we can add you each as a 5th to other teams. It's up to you.
Sure, we can team up. Olivia and I do better on our own anyway.
Okay, well, let me know if you or Olivia need any extra help on your team.
I will. How? Our own team. Yes! Thank you, God.
Wildcat Joe is still delayed. I'll fill in for him and lead this workshop. You all have workbooks describing the 4 types of survival shelters and the terrain necessary for each of them. Once you've read those through, your group can design the shelter you want to build on our hike.
I was thinking a snow cave. There are a lot of deep drifts up in the woods.
Maybe. And snow caves are great, but that's a lot of digging, right? Which would mean...
we sweat. Yeah, which is bad in cold weather because it drags your temperature down.
Mm-hmm. Right. So maybe instead we do something in between. Here, I'll sketch it for you. Like this? A snow ditch with packed snow for the base and...
oh.
Branches and snow piled on top. That way we won't risk our air supply going stale.
And even if it does, it can't be any worse than being stuck on a bus full of kids for 3 hours.
With Maisie Andrews chewing gum in your ear.
Oh.
I'm glad I missed that.
Yeah, you're lucky. I can't believe your mom drove you all that way.
Yeah. She, felt like a drive. I think she was trying to get me alone.
Why?
I don't know. She's been really busy with her job, and Camilla has been a major attention hog lately, so we haven't talked much.
I thought you and your mom were really close.
We are. It's just that lately everything's been, I don't know, weird. Like, my whole world got knocked off balance. I don't feel like I can talk to her about it. She kept trying to bring it up, but I didn't know what to say, so it just ended up being awkward.
I'm sorry.
Well, I felt guilty. I know she wanted to have some kind of deep heart-to-heart discussion, but...
How about your dad?
It's been the same with him. That's why I was excited to come to camp this year. I just wanted to feel normal. Nothing's been normal for a while.
Camp's always normal. So, when do you think things started to be not normal?
What?
Hey, that looks like a good option, girls. Nice artwork, Olivia.
Thanks, Connie.
Do you two need any help with your shelter plan?
I think we've got it.
Okay. Oh, the book says to make sure your shelter has a good foundation. Don't want it falling in on you.
We'll remember.
Great. Have fun. It bit you where? But why would you... Well, how long is that gonna take?
Connie?
Just a second, Zoe. How many stitches? Okay, I understand. No, don't worry about it. We'll manage. Just take care of yourself. Yeah, bye. I think I officially hate badgers. Can I help you with something, Zoe?
I was just wondering who is speaking tonight. You know, for chapel.
Well, since Joe is a no-show, that would be me. And if you have any ideas, let me know, because I've been running around like crazy all week, and I haven't had time to prepare anything.
Actually, I was thinking about what you said in class earlier, about our shelter needing a good foundation. It reminded me about that story in Matthew when Jesus taught about the house built on sand. You could talk about our foundation as Christians.
That's a really good idea. Say, does this idea have anything to do with our conversation on the bus?
Kinda.
Okay, so how about I make us some tea and we sit down and talk about it?
Thanks, but I should go. Olivia's waiting for me in the dining hall. Bye.
Zoe!
See you in chapel.
Foundations, huh? Is safe in Christ, we can stand against anything that life brings our way. But when we take our eyes off of Jesus,
this is really good stuff. Olivia, do you need a pen for notes?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Where are you going? Oh, I'll just be right back. But we're right in the middle of chapel. You can't leave now.
Zoe, I have to use the restroom.
But you'll miss the message.
I've heard this stuff 1,000 times.
But I...
Great.
Olivia! There you are.
Here I am. I saved you a seat, but all the banana puddings were gone.
Where were you?
What?
Where did you go? I was looking all over for you.
Zoe, I told you I went to the restroom, and then I remembered that I forgot something in our cabin, so I had to go back for
it. You were gone for a half an hour.
What? You're timing my restroom visits now?
You skipped chapel.
I was there for worship.
You missed the entire devotional.
So what's the big deal about the devotional? Connie didn't even know I was gone.
But it doesn't matter.
Just drop it, okay? Are you gonna sit down or not?
I'm not hungry. I'll see you back at the cabin. Okay, I knew it was wrong to get mad at her, but I was so frustrated. She needed to hear that devotional. I knew she did. It would have made a difference if she'd at least bothered to stay. Somehow, I was going to have to up my game. But I already had an idea about that, thanks to Connie's devotional. And we still had the snowshoe trek.
Okay, this is as far as we're going. Get together into your groups and fan out to find a site for your camp. Oh, Zoe, there you are. How was the trek?
It was great. Really great. I love your animal tracking tips.
Yeah, well, not sure I got all of those right. Wildcat Joe texted me some tips. He should be getting the last of his shots this morning.
Shots?
He's having a bad week. Hey, are you all right? Usually on our hikes, you're up in front. You fell pretty far behind today. I almost went back for you twice.
I was just, admiring the scenery. It's beautiful up here.
Are you sure? Because you look a little pale.
Yep, I'm fine. Just cold.
Okay, good. Better get started on your campsite. Hey, Wyatt, let's have Buddy light the fire for your group, okay?
Zoe, I found a spot for our camp. It's just up the hill.
Up the hill?
Yeah, it's perfect. There's a dip in the ground with a fallen tree over top. It fits our sketch exactly. And we won't have to carry as many branches. So, ready?
Yeah. Lead the way. Branches, Olivia.
Good job, Zoe. I'm almost finished with the trench. We've got to hurry, though. I can see Buddy's camp from here, and they're already finishing off their shelter.
It's not a competition, you know.
Of course not, but that doesn't mean I want to be last. Besides, Connie said we're heading back down at 4 o'clock, and it's already 2:30. Ah, come on. You can trim the branches.
Fine. Where's the pocket knife?
I thought you had it. Oh, wait. Found it in my pocket. You'll probably have to take off your mittens, though. Here. Just make sure to get the bottom twigs off so they lie flat. Are you shaking?
I'm fine. Just tired from walking up the hill.
Well, you gotta snap out of it. Come on, you still got a lot of work to do.
I know. You keep saying that. We're gonna finish with plenty of time.
What? What? Did you cut yourself?
No. Yes, a little. I'm okay.
Let me see. Zoe, what were you doing?
I slipped.
Zoe.
Don't worry, I'm fine. It's just a scratch.
You are getting blood all over your coat. Hold still. Your hands are freezing and you are shaking. Is that how you cut yourself?
I think I need to sit down.
Okay. I've got water in my pack. Are you feeling sick?
Dizzy. And my head hurts.
Oh, no. You're really pale. Okay, I'm calling Connie. Connie, we need you!
So, when was the last time you had anything to eat?
Yesterday. Mm. I had some peanuts around 3.
But you skipped dinner and haven't eaten anything today?
Yeah.
It's a very bad idea, Zoe, especially for someone who's had trouble with her blood sugar in the past. You were drinking water regularly, weren't you?
I guess I forgot.
I see. Fortunately, the cut doesn't need stitches. It could have been a lot worse. I'll call your parents, and they can decide whether to send you home or not. While I'm gone, I want you to finish the juice I gave you, okay? You need this pack of almonds. The whole pack. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You can come in now, Olivia.
Hey. You alive?
Pretty much.
So, what's the diagnosis?
No stitches. Oh. I might have to go home, though. It depends on how mad my parents are that I wasn't paying attention to my blood sugar.
That's why you were shaking so much. Didn't you get enough lunch?
I skipped lunch. I was fasting.
You were fasting?
Sort of. Skipping 3 meals isn't really much of a fast.
You skipped 3 meals? You keep an emergency pack of chocolate chips in your purse. You can't skip 3 meals. Why would you do that?
I was praying for something. Something important.
And starving yourself was gonna get you an answer? What could have possibly been that important?
You.
What?
I was praying for you. I've been so worried about you ever since Mr. Norton's funeral. Questioning your faith has made you into a different person.
So what if I'm different? Change isn't always a bad thing.
This change isn't the good kind, Olivia. You're skipping chapel, you lied to Pastor Knox.
You want to talk about acting different?
What?
Okay. You told Pastor Knox about my doubts after I asked you not to. What? You got all upset at me for going to the restroom, and I saw you talking to Connie earlier. You told her about our conversation, too, didn't you?
No,
That's why she was preaching on exactly what I shared with you, which was a private conversation, by the way. And now you're starving yourself to try and force me to think the same way you do?
I didn't tell Connie, and I wasn't trying to force you to do anything.
I told you I need to figure this out on my own, but you won't leave me alone long enough to do that. I knew I should have skipped camp this year.
No, I don't think a badger safety class would be very useful, Joe. Thanks for trying. Bye-bye. Who keeps a badger as a pet? Hello?
Connie?
Zoe, what are you doing in here with the lights off? Hey, are you okay?
No, nothing's okay. I lost her.
Easy. Lost who? Is this about Olivia?
You know about that?
Yeah, Pastor Knox called me. He wanted to know if you two are doing okay.
No, we're not. She's so mad at me and at God. I tried so hard to make this week change everything. I prayed all month that she would come with an open heart, but she didn't. Mm. She's been skipping chapel and she won't listen to me. Then I decided to try fasting and it made everything worse. And now she may never talk to me again or God again.
And it's all my fault, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, Zoe, scoot over. Tissue?
Thanks.
You know, I had something like this happen to me some time back.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I had a friend who taught a Bible study with me every Tuesday night. Her name was Linda. She encouraged me a lot in my walk with God. And then one day, something happened, and she just walked away.
What happened?
I never found out. She wouldn't tell me. I prayed for her, on a schedule, if you can believe that. I reminded her every Tuesday how much we missed her at Bible study. She didn't want to talk about God or faith, and since that was the only thing I would talk about, she decided not to talk to me at all.
So you lost your friend when she lost her faith?
Unfortunately, yeah. I spent a long time feeling guilty about it, too. I thought I must have failed her. But Whit reminded me that I can't make her believe. Do you remember the story of the watchmen of Israel?
Yeah, I remember. God told Ezekiel that he had a responsibility to speak to the people of Israel. But if he spoke and they didn't listen, it wasn't his fault.
Right. And it sounds like you've spoken. Now you need to let Olivia make this decision herself.
But what if she never believes again? I'm really scared for her.
You told me on the bus that you needed this week to be impactful. But Zoe, this week doesn't end Olivia's journey with God. He's not giving up on her. It may take more time than you want it to, though.
So there's nothing more I can do?
You can pray. And you can be her friend. You're good at that already. If Olivia wants to talk, be there to listen. But mostly, you do a lot of waiting. Looking back, I wish I hadn't pushed Linda so hard. If we were still friends now, I think I would have some influence in her life. And I would have been someone she could come to when things got tough.
Do you think it's too late for that? For me and Olivia, I mean.
I honestly don't know. I hope not. The best thing you can do now is give her space and ask God to fill that space with His grace.
Can we do that now? For Olivia and Linda?
I'd really like that. Lord, we lift Olivia and Linda up to you.
So, that's what's been going on. Olivia didn't talk to me for the rest of camp. I'm pretty nervous about school tomorrow. I woke up in the middle of the night wondering who I was going to sit with during lunch. Kind of a silly thing to worry about. Maybe Buddy? Oh, unless Jay's at his table again. Anyway, please be with Olivia. Help her to know that I love her. And that more than anything, you do too. Okay, that's it. I'd better go to bed. Good night, Lord. Amen.
We should all have friends like Zoe, people who care enough to be honest, who won't give up when we're not at our best. And most important, someone whose faith is strong and who wants ours to be strong too. Maybe you've tried to be that kind of friend to someone else, someone struggling with questions and doubts. The best thing we can do is love them, pray for them, encourage them, and let them see God working in our lives. And we should be patient knowing that God works in His own time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Set a Watchman was written by Abigail Geiger and directed by Marshall Younger and Abigail Geiger, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Natalie Lander, and Kelly Stables. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.